as audience members walk through the doors of Rockford's Nordloff Center to watch the documentary, they were handed pamphlets on reducing trauma. That's because the film, called Minding the Gap, highlights hard truths about trauma and abuse in the Rockford community, as seen through the lens of local skateboarders.
I could seriously be on the verge of having a mental breakdown, but as long as I'm able to go skate, I'm completely fine.
Filmmaker Bing Liu grew up in Rockford. He says there's a deep misconception about what happens at a skate park.
And that's a result of people actually not having had first-hand experience spending time at skate parks.
The Nordloff screening last month was part of the Mosaic World Film Festival. Liu said it was the first time he presented the film in his hometown. Sold-out screenings drew audiences like former teachers and neighbors.
It like pierced through the bubble of this whole experience in terms of the way that I've been dealing with it, which is mostly dissociating and like sort of walking in and out of it in a dream state.
Liu said the screenings were raw and real and gave him a type of release when he saw people's reaction to the film.
But for me, it was like, you know, I didn't want to be like torch and pitchforked out of Rockford. You know, I didn't want to like have the community and not accept it.
Community members candidly asked Liu and film participants how best to improve the lives of those who are currently living the Rockford reality shown in the film. Former Mayor Larry Morrissey spoke briefly at a screening and called the gathering a form of community therapy. Liu agrees.
We live our lives and decide things based off of really trying to seek comfort, and trying to avoid discomfort. But how discomfort is usually where we learn and grow as people. So I'm glad it was a really uncomfortable weekend.
Liu said he'd like to see people truly support skateboarders in the future now that Minding the Gap has debuted.
You know, there's studies done on the way that skate parks lower crime, the way that skate parks, you know, just benefit a community. But it's just really interesting how hard communities push against skate parks because of the misconceptions of it.
Fellow skateboarder Ariel Reese owns Fargo Skateboarding in DeKalb. She and some friends converted a former theater into an indoor skate park, one of the few in Northern Illinois.
I just see what it does for kids. It like builds body awareness, self-confidence. It helps them be in the moment.
Reese says she's passionate about teaching skateboarding in her community because she has seen the benefits.
It can be as simple as a mode of transportation, or it could be something that you don't really think about every day, but then like the people that do think about every day, it's like this way of them being able to always challenge and progress themselves and be able to express themselves.
One of Reese's students is 9-year-old Esther. Her dad, Ron Adamson, sat on the edge of the park watching Esther ride around in a pink dress and stickered helmet. Adamson said she started skateboarding in January after she heard about Fargo at her school. He said it's been a form of catharsis for his daughter.
Through skating, you can learn that perseverance of getting up and getting back on the board and continuing to work through whatever you're struggling with.
Adamson calls himself a skate dad. He said Esther even inspired him to get back on a skateboard himself.
If you can reach kids through anything, you know, and give them another place to connect in a positive environment, that is absolutely the way to go.
Adamson said he's seen Minding the Gap. He said he'd like to see more community support for skateboarding, including more skate parks like Fargo. Liu's film Minding the Gap has been making waves in the industry, winning awards at festivals like Canada's International Hot Docs Film Festival and Sundance Film Festival. I'm Sarah Jesmer.